can have a seat wherever you choose. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome aboard, sir.
Captain Rich Hilleman and his father, Captain Rick Hilleman, are also business partners and the proud new owners of the River Queen.
As we cast off the lines, we're going to be getting underway. We do have a loud horn on board.
They had the 49-passenger vessel specially built to meet the growing popularity of their Buffalo River history tours. Rich says he grew up sailing on the lake with his father, and when he started exploring the Buffalo River, he says he fell in love with the industry along its banks.
The more I'm on the water, the more amazed I am at what is here in Buffalo. And every trip I do, I become more and more proud of what we have and why Buffalo is what it is today and how it became what it is and our history. I'm just real proud of who we are.
The Hillemans, who also own and operate the Queen City Ferry, got their start 6 years ago with the spirit of Buffalo. Rick says they launched their history tours in 2011.
When we first started out, when we came into Buffalo with the spirit of Buffalo, it was by 6 o'clock you could probably shoot a cannon down the boardwalk and you might not hit anybody. But what's really amazing, what's happening here at Canalside, is that now at 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night, you'll see people pushing baby buggies, which is always a good sign.
Rich says he's constantly learning and studying about the city's past.
These rusty towers here, these towers are called marine towers. This is how they used to elevate the grain and get it up into the silos.
The 90-minute tours provide a glimpse into history made more lifelike by being on the water where it happened.
At one point it was said that you could walk from the deck of the ships from one side of the river to the other.
But the tour is not all about the past. Rich says out of the remaining 15 grain silos on the waterfront, 5 are still in operation.
A big ship just came out of here. I did speak with a couple of workers that were on the shore, and I learned they just dropped off 450,000 bushels of soft red wheat. And at this particular site, there's a ship that comes in here. It's called the Herbert.
Along with getting a better understanding of how massive the silos are and the impact that they had on Buffalo, there's great views of the city skyline.
Ever transited the Buffalo River.
Rick says even lifelong residents find the tour is a unique experience.
Edmund Fitzgerald, built in 1959.
The locals will come in from Buffalo. They live here all their lives. They take a trip up the Buffalo River. And they've always seen these grain elevators from the thruway or from Route 5. And they looked at them as ugly things that were should be torn down or something. They get off the boat, and every time they get off the boat, they say that they should never tear these things down. Because once they learn the history of Buffalo and why Buffalo is here, and they see these things up close and hear the stories behind them, it just changes their whole view of what the Buffalo grain elevators stand for.
Now this other little park coming up on the right-hand side, this is...
Shelley Zeman of Amherst says she enjoyed the tour and would do it again.
Actually, I learned a lot. I live in Buffalo, but I learned a lot of stuff I didn't know about.
The River Queen provides 4 Buffalo River history tours daily from Canalside. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.
Buffalo hasn't seen, this much activity on the river in quite some time.